Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of January 2020. Supreme Court has observed that inducting the partner in his business or profession by the tenant will not amount to subletting only when such partnership is genuine. The court observed that subletting means transfer of an exclusive right to enjoy the property in favor of the third party. To constitute subletting, there must be parting of legal possession. Supreme Court has observed that a claim under Section 163 of the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988 is not maintainable against the owner and insurance company of the vehicle which was being driven by the deceased himself. Supreme Court has asked the Centre on Tuesday to look into a public interest litigation seeking Central Bureau of Investigation probe into the Reserve Bank of India exchanging defaced currency notes worth 30 crore rupees allegedly belonging to a separatist group of Kashmir, and said the issue may be of national importance. Apex Court has observed that defense of the accused cannot be looked into at the stage when the accused seeks to be discharged under Section 227 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Telangana High Court has given clearance for municipal elections in the state. The court dismissed a petition filed by the Telangana Pradesh Congress Party chief alleging that the State Election Commission has issued notification before finalizing the reservations. National Green Tribunal has directed the Central Pollution Control Board to obtain information from chief secretaries on solid waste management, restoration of polluted river stretches and air quality management in states and union territories. The tribunal said that the nature and extent of information submitted by the CPCB is not complete and available information with regard to sewage generation and treatment shows huge gap. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition by the Rajasthan government challenging the Rajasthan High Court's order regarding giving a government bungalow, driver, vehicle and other facilities to former chief ministers in the state for life, free of cost. Supreme Court has told the government to look into allegations that the Reserve Bank of India's Jammu branch had exchanged currency notes to the tune of 30 crore rupees that were embossed with Kashmiri separatist slogans. The court sought to know if the central agencies had done anything on the issue. Himachal Pradesh High Court has held that substantive input tax credits cannot be denied on procedural grounds. The court directed the government to allow the petitioner to file TRAN1 electronically or manually. Bombay High Court has held that an independent right of tenancy cannot be claimed to be inherited merely because the original tenant was a relative. Karnataka High Court has directed Sadgurujagi Vasudev Zisha Foundation to file an additional affidavit disclosing the amount it has collected for the Kaveri Calling Project. The foundation has also been asked to explain the mode and manner in which the amounts have been raised. Karnataka High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation file seeking direction to hoist the national flag at an Anganwadi in Kalba. The court observed that the petitioner had not made out a case on legal obligation on part of an Anganwadi to hoist the flag and that the Flag Code, 2002 does not make it mandatory for educational institutions to display national flag. Bombay High Court has imposed a cost of 50 lakhs rupees on Nagarjuna Agrochemicals Private Limited, a private company working in the agrochemical space, for filing a frivolous and vexatious petition seeking an enquiry in respect of manufacturing and marketing of soil testing fertilizer recommendations technology developed by Indian Council for Agriculture Research and Indian Agriculture Research Institute. Kerala High Court observed that Section 57 of the Copyright Act, 1957 protects the special rights of the author even after the assignment, if his original creation has been changed, modified or distorted affecting his reputation and good name. Rajasthan High Court has issued notice to the state government, seeking several details and a reply on the recent death of infants across the state. The court has inquired about details like how many children have died, what the causes of their deaths were and how many posts were lying vacant in the hospital. Tamil Nadu Special Court has dismissed a discharge petition filed by Congress MP Karthi Chidambaram and his wife Srinidhi in connection with a tax evasion case. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has issued a notification whereby promoters or related parties disqualified from taking part in the insolvency resolution will now be debarred from participating in the liquidation process. Reserve Bank of India has rejected banks' demand to extend the 7th of January deadline to come up with resolution plans under inter-creditor agreements on stressed assets. The banks are being forced to now refer the cases to the bankruptcy court. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed the Liberty House Group to file an affidavit outlining the implementation of its resolution plan for Aadhunik Metallics and Zion Steel. The tribunal has afforded last chance to the UK-based company after it failed to make full upfront payment for the two entities in time.